Siete in compagnia di SBS Italian. Trovate altre storie su sbs.com.au/italian o scaricate la SBS Radio app.
We're talking to Andrew Julius, founding director of Italy Touring. Thank you for accepting to be interviewed by SBS Italian, first of all, and welcome to SBS Radio.
It's a pleasure.
Obviously, the outbreak in Italy has been followed by Australian media very closely. Has that had an impact on your trips to Italy, the trips you organise for your clients?
Look, we're in the early part of what we would call the European or Italian season. So we have had some clients and customers ring over the last 2 weeks, I guess, as soon as the news broke about coronavirus breaking in the northern part of Italy. So we've had one cancellation and a number of clients who are inquiring as to the status of, you know, what that part of Italy is looking like and what the conditions are in terms of changing their bookings or cancelling. So yes, there's been a few inquiries, but not significant as yet.
What is the advice you're giving to your clients so far?
Look, we're certainly depending on the professional advice that comes from the WHO, DFAT, and other reliable sources that indicate where it is safe to travel and where it's not safe to travel. And we're certainly advising people, if they were thinking of going into the regions that have been quarantined, and you know, the Italian authorities themselves have been very upfront more recently and professional in giving that advice, that, you know, it's not advisable to travel to those areas. But other parts of Italy, you know, as far as we're concerned, are open for business. The longer term concern is whether some of the major highlights of Italy, like some of the museums and the galleries, if they're going to be closed, then, you know, it takes away from travel to Italy. So we have to keep that in mind. But it's such a sort of fluid situation. It's constantly evolving. So, you know, we're kind of advising clients to sort of wait and see a little bit rather than take any sort of knee-jerk panicked reaction.
Are most of your clients insured for this kind of thing happening? I mean, could they get some sort of refund for their trips?
Yeah, there's two areas in terms of answering that question. So I think there's a general piece of misinformation about travel insurance. Many travel insurance companies, in fact, most of them, things like pandemics and epidemics and other viruses are not actually covered under travel insurance. So there's a general disclaimer on those events occurring through travel insurance companies. We have got some options with travel insurance in terms of cancel for any reason. Certainly, with what's happening in the world, our suppliers and our partners in parts of Italy that we use, you know, we're looking for some flexibility in terms of you know, deposits and refunds. At the moment, most suppliers who have got deposits on bookings, they're not at this point refundable. But we're certainly in close discussion with our partners because, you know, we believe the right thing to do is, if a client's really genuinely concerned about travel, then a deposit should be available, and we'll be appealing to our partners in Italy to try and do that. Otherwise, you know, we're hopeful that once this clears, and it will take some time, that clients who've made deposits on bookings, then they look to travel, you know, once this clears, either later in the year or in 2021.
As a business focusing on Italy specifically, are you concerned about how this is going to pan out?
No, look, I've been in the travel industry and in business for a number of years now, and we've seen, you know, the coming and going of things like SARS, and we've seen the GFC and a number of major global events that have hit the industry, and you know, the airline travel hospitality industry is often at the forefront of being hit first by these sorts of downturns. So we've been through all of that. We've survived. The industry is very resilient, and I expect fully that once a clearer picture emerges, which I believe will be in the next few months, and how large scale this coronavirus effect is going to be, that we will come out the other side stronger. But it will take a medium to short-term hit.
Thank you so much, Andrew.
Cliccate mi piace, condividete, commentate, seguite SBS Italian su Facebook.